up the top stars from Hollywood and from all over the world to entertain you on a giant screen with a few colorful motion pictures you've been hearing about and reading
it's
about.
It's showtime, folks. Enjoy the show.
We're delighted to have you with us.
They're driving theater.
You'll find something to please you to add to your evening's enjoyment.
It's please pleased to bring you our Fifi feature presentation.
What's going on, everybody? It is Monday night. It is April 17th, 2023. It is 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, and you are tuned in to the Drive-In Speaker Box, the best in movie shit. And I'm your host, Bo, the boom operator.
I'm Slick Doggy, the grip.
And yeah, we got some new as promised emotes in the chat. Vince just already showing those off on Twitch. So if you do not follow us on Twitch, it's a lot of fun. You get to use the new and improved Total Recall emoji emote.
What do you unbelievable
mean? What do you mean unbelievable? It's unbelievable.
This is a family show.
Well, you can't have family a show. You can't have a family without tatas. They are an important part of life. They are the givers of life. So we must celebrate them in emoji form. But if you follow us on Twitch, you can see what we're talking about. If you are just listening to the podcast, wherever it is you download your podcast, say like Spotify, then you might want to try subscribing on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch, because you can participate like everybody is on the chat on the left that you can't see because you're listening to the audio. So it'd be a lot more fun. You'd understand what we're saying. Or just don't. It's fine. It's your choice. Everything's about choice. But we've got a show for you tonight. We're going to be talking about Renfield, mm-hmm. which we both saw. Did you see anything else?
No, that was it.
We both just saw Renfield, and I think we were the only people that saw Renfield.
I was the only one in my theater.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. Because I'll give you a tease. I liked it. So I'm not gonna go into the full review until we do that in the second part of the show. But let's dive into some news. What happened over the last week, because I don't know, some stuff maybe happened.
Yeah, not too much really. The live action Lilo and Stitch caught a bunch of flack because they cast the older sister as someone who's not exactly Hawaiian enough, kind of a thing. So people are very upset about that, and it's like they wanted her to be more ethnic than what she is, I guess. I don't know. The internet's a weird place. People are upset about it. And then they cast her boyfriend recently, too. So we'll see where that goes. That was announced today.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. So Disney catching a bunch of flack. More Disney stuff. Gillen, the girl that plays the cybernetic sister in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh,
yeah,
yes.
There was a big like tease article where it's like she unveils or admits to something new about the character, and everyone was going to think it was because she appears to have no female chest in the poster. Now she's like, yeah, she has a new cybernetic arm.
Can we get that appropriately timed emote? I mean, there we go. It could not be more perfect.
Yeah.
There we go.
And then I think that's pretty much it. There wasn't like anything that happened in the news.
I didn't see anything. I mean, everybody was talking about Ari Aster's new movie, Beau Is Afraid, and how it's like 1,000 hours long for whatever reason. He needs to have that. I'm excited about this movie, but I'm also not excited about the runtime. And if I'm being honest, which, you know, hot takes here, I don't know why we're giving Ari Aster like blank checks to do whatever he wants. Like, he's the most artistic director to ever grace our screens. Like, I mean, you know, a hot take, Midsommar was all right, is good. It wasn't like, oh, movie. And but have you not met people that are like that?
No, I have. Yeah, about that movie specifically.
Yes,
you're absolutely right about that.
And I'm like, okay, that was not me. And I thought Hereditary was a competent horror movie, it's spooky and stuff. And but I just don't. I don't know. He's Ari Aster is not blowing my skirt up like to warrant a 3 hour long, like eccentric, weird, like Joaquin Phoenix character study.
Who knows, man? You know what? Talking about runtime, another thing, Disney, reportedly the live action Little Mermaid's runtime has been leaked out there for people to know, and it's supposed to be the longest one yet. I remember that Beauty and the Beast was like 3 hours long. I don't remember how long Lion King was, but I remember it was too goddamn long to sit through with all the terrible singing in that movie.
Well, speaking of singing in Little Mermaid, have you read all the things of the problematic songs that they have altered from Little Mermaid?
No, I saw that Lin-Manuel Miranda was in charge of it, and he named himself CEO of Don't Fuck This Up.
Well, one of the things, of course, you know, the internet got a hold of the la 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 la, don't be shy, you know, just go kiss and the girl. Kiss the girl, whoa, yeah. Whoa, you know, and Sebastian's like, don't say a word, just grab her by the whatever and trumpet, and you know, it's the internet kind of ran with it really
she
hard.
Had a fish bottom, it don't work like that.
Yeah, you can't. Grab her by the tuna.
Whoa. No. Whoa.
But no.
That's like, just locker talk.
It's just locker room talk, guys. But what's funny is, you know, the internet is a hilariously weird incubator of stupid ideas. And somewhere along the way, making fun of how that song is, haha, it's problematic because look at what they're doing here. And then enough people were like, yeah, this song's super rapey and problematic, and they vilified the Little Mermaid really hard, and then with that song, and then Ursula, they're changing some of her songs because they had lyrics about how young girls are supposed to appease men, and I don't even remember these lyrics.
What about how the whole point of the entire movie is that Ariel's literally a catfish? Like a literal catfish. She's just like, I'm going to trade in these fins for some legs. I'm going to win this dude over, you know, fake but him out.
They're trying to make the movie less about her winning a dude over, which I don't know how they're going to do that because that's the whole concept of the movie.
In the original story.
Yeah,
the,
she like has a crush on a dude and she's got fish bottom. Mm-hmm. And she's like, well, how do I get this boy to like me? And well, I'm gonna trade my voice for some hot yams. And
she traded her voice for a vulva because she was into the sailor boy.
but yeah. So how do we retranslate this, Disney? I'm curious. I'm curious to see how they do this. But I don't know. I could care less either way. Like I know some people are getting really upset about these changes.
There's not one part of the live action Little Mermaid that hasn't gotten people upset.
It's the Little Mermaid, y'all. Hold like on. It's
with it being like the live action style. I hope they have Sebastian and Flounder, and they're like, they look like the real things, and Sebastian is just like super creepy, and Flounder's like flat and just ugly as can be.
Flounders are some of the most ugly aquatic creatures in the sea that we've identified. Like, my God, why? How do they make him so cute?
I hope that she has a blobfish for a friend, and they look normal at the bottom, and then she brings him up to the surface with her, and he just blobs out. Yeah,
dude. If it's like accurate, like you know, biologically accurate to these animals, it's going to be a horrible movie. Sea creatures are hideous. You know, I mean, like Sebastian's just this big ugly sea bug, and he's like, with the little, what do they call those things? Their eye stalks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ew. And wouldn't, I guess, is he a crab or is he a lobster? He's a crab.
Sebastian's a crab.
Okay. Because lobsters are immortal. You know that, right?
That's not true.
Look it up.
Can't be immortal.
We don't know. Like, I'm serious. Look into lobster science.
I've seen those Facebook reels where those dudes are catching lobsters.
Are lobsters
their tails
immortal? from the Natural History Museum website. While some animals, given the right circumstances, could be considered immortal, lobsters, unfortunately, are not among them. Like many other decapod crustaceans, lobsters continue to grow throughout their lives. Some call this indeterminate growth. But, however, they do have a special enzyme which makes sure that their cells remain as long as and brilliant as they always have been. Their cells will never enter senescence, so a lobster doesn't technically age. So that's why people confuse them with being immortal, because nobody has ever recorded a lobster dying from old age. They've said that the oldest captive lobster on record was over 140 years old. So okay. They've never actually kept one until it just died. So we don't know. Yeah, so we need to figure that out. We need to bottle up whatever is in a lobster and put it in all our Hollywood superstars, and so we don't have to CGI them, and we can have Indiana Jones 25.
No thanks.
What else were we talking about? We're talking about the Little Mermaid. We're talking about fish sex. Like, what's happening here? Oh, what's going on this show?
Don't bring a wee into this.
You're the one that said. Well, I hope someone clipped it. Night Ashley over here on Twitch saying essence of lobster, elixir of the lob. And hey, Night Ashley, if you haven't already noticed, emoji as promised. So there you go. Let's see what else in the news. I didn't really see anything either. It's just about how like Mario made all the money and,
much money.
Everybody was freaking out about Oppenheimer release date getting pushed back, but I think they exaggerated that. I think they're it's still a July release. I don't know if there's anything else I wanted to see. Did you see the trailer? Obviously, you probably did since you saw
Renfield
at an AMC, and mm-hmm. I saw it at an AMC, except for it was in Alabama. But The Last Voyage of the Demeter, which was another Dracula content. Like, are we entering a period of, like, Dracula movies, which I'm totally down for? Because, you know, like, we'll hit a period of, like, Pinocchio movies, and we'll hit a period of, like, Peter Pan movies, and then we'll hit a period of, you know, some other. I think we're about to hit a Winnie the Pooh era, because he's public domain now. But did Dracula just hit public domain?
Why do you need to make more Dracula
Bram
movies?
Stokers?
You already got Dead and Loving It. You already got Vampire in Brooklyn. What more do you
need?
It's true. What more do you need?
Well, there's a lot more, but I mean, like Dracula specific. I mean, Bram Stoker's Dracula is amazing. You know, I'm trying to think of other just like Dracula specific. There's tons of vampire movies.
Yeah, but I did see that trailer.
I think it'll be good. I mean, except for I know how it ends, and they're trying to set it. If they change the way it's supposed to end, which is everyone gets their blood sucked out and die.
Last Voyage. It kind of gives away in the title, doesn't it?
But I feel like they're setting it up to where they're somehow going to defeat Dracula at the end, and like, you know, the one or two people that are the least likely to become friends, or, you know, the ones that aren't strong enough and everybody doesn't like them or whatever, are going to somehow defeat Dracula at the end and make it. But that's not how it goes. The Demeter is just like a floating snackle box of like Dracula.
Which just seems
snacks.
Real dumb on Dracula's part, because he's in the middle of the ocean and he's just going to eat everyone that can sail the boat. What's he going to do when morning comes and everyone's dead and he's stuck in the middle of the ocean like an idiot?
Well, that's why he's got to like ration it out, you know?
He clearly does not do that in that trailer.
Well, he does not, because it's a movie. Vince just tuned in on Twitch and said the original novel was published in 1897, he said. There was actually, I think there was a movie, or not a movie, a novel published that predates Dracula by about 18 years. And it's got a female lead. It's what is the name of that book? And
Draculette.
No, it's not Dracula at all. It's like I think they did a character of her in Vampire Hunter D, Carmilla. I think it's called Carmilla. But anyway,
I like how you took it straight to anime.
Well, that's how I remembered. But it said Stoker did not register for a copyright on Dracula in the United States. In the United Kingdom, the work was protected for 50 years beyond Stoker's death, and in 1912, as dictated by law at the time, meaning that the book fully entered the public domain in 1962. You mean I could have been doing Dracula movies this whole time? And not get in trouble? There needs to be way more Dracula content. Like, I mean, where does Universal's Dracula come into play in terms of, because I mean those are probably about to hit public domain. I guess that's why they keep doing the Dark Universe. AB on Facebook says I like the old Dracula movies with Bela Lugosi. You know, those were great.
Vince said you're right, Carmilla predates Dracula.
Brain power. Everybody
except her dumb ass gets whooped in Castlevania way before you fight Dracula, so
this is true.
Probably because she comes with them titties out. Then that's something we don't put up with around here at the Drive-In Spooky Box. No, sir. Got my vampire whip. Get back.
She is a hard boss in... Nah. What?
Nah.
You don't think?
Not if you're good at the game.
Don't you get like... I'm trying to remember the... Because Bloodlines... which was the kind of the Castlevania clone that came out. You fight Carmilla and you get this like cool umbrella weapon.
Yeah, but if you're good at Castlevania, you just toss that cross like 100 times.
You are a cross user?
Absolutely. Cross or holy water is the only way to go.
Holy water is dope. Like people that use the dagger, you're an idiot. Like don't use the dagger.
Oh, who in the world uses the dagger or the axe? Who does that?
Yeah, the axe is trash.
The watch only has specific times that you should. The watch ever is trash.
You just any level where there's Medusas is the only time you use the stopwatch.
Yeah, or you just hold it down. What's the problem?
Let's see. Yeah, I was a holy water guy because
holy water and cross were the only way to go.
The cross was pretty sick because you could get multiple hits.
And if you knew the distance,
bam, 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 bam.
Yeah, if you knew the distance, so you just hit them with it. And it would stay on them for a minute.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So those boss fights get way easier if you just toss like 3 or 4 of them out there.
Dude, Castlevania rules. LogeWeb on Twitch says, one of the guys from the Jurassic Park fan club he's in works for Universal and posted a pic of the monster statues from the old Monster Cafe getting restored for a project at Epic Universe. I am so sad that it's closed right now because the Monster Cafe was a really, really cool place. And they had actually a Universal Studios gift shop when they were renovating the Mummy roller coaster at Universal Studios, which is hands down the best ride at Universal Studios, like, period.
Better than Hulk? And
yeah, dude.
Spoder Boy?
Like, Emotep's coming at you, and then there's, like, scarabs that come at you, and, like, fire, and you're in a tomb, and then, like, the actual car, like, goes, and you... twist and go down another door, and then it's an indoor roller coaster, and it's pretty sick. Shout outs to Hardy Entertainment over on YouTube tuning in. Hello. Vince over on Twitch just said this is like Nintendo Power come to life.
Better than Terminator?
Oh yeah. Oh, the Terminator ride's really not that fun. It's just like a movie that's like
says you
in 3D, and then I don't know, like some water sprays on you.
I've never got to do it. Sounds sick to me.
What you never? So how do you know it's sick if you've never done it?
I saw the videos.
The T2.
It's Terminator. What more do you need to know?
You just get corralled into like a weird standing room only movie theater that has like 3 screens, and then it's like, and then Arnold's like, come with me if you want to live at Universal Studios. And you're like, oh, he said something special. And you're like, all right, everyone in the room, let's go this way. And he turns into like Werner Herzog all of a sudden. and then just like, you know, you get some laser effects. And then they're like, all right, thanks for coming to Universal Studios. Get the fuck out of here. And
I don't like roller coasters, so that's way more appealing to me.
Well, LogeWeb also says Terminator's been closed for years. So that tells you how long it's been. Universal Studios. They did have Harry Potter World when I was there, so it must have been right before they closed Terminator, because I got to check out Twister, got to check out Terminator, got to check out the Mummy, all really good rides. Universal Studios, hands down, I think is a better time than Disney, but hot takes. Yeah, because now Disney's probably cashing all in on
Star Wars.
No, Avatar. That's is it Pandora or whatever what they call that world? It's stupid. Clearly, there wasn't a whole lot of stuff that happened in the news this week because we're talking about like video games and movie rides at theme parks. But There you go. We can always talk about what's coming out in theaters this week, because that's fun to do, and it's about that time anyway. I just don't have all of my notes pulled up like I'd normally have. But yeah, do you have anything else to say in the news segment?
No, man. There was really nothing this past week about movie stuff that was remotely interesting.
Bummer. Lojweb says on Twitch, still down to sit in for a Universal Park episode. We could sit down. I need to go to Universal Studios and like refresh myself, because it's been probably a decade since I've gone.
I've never gone.
You don't leave the state much, dude.
No, not much, but sometimes.
Would you go to Universal Studios?
Maybe. How hot's it gonna be outside?
It's Florida, dude.
Yeah, but
like hot.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, like sweltering. I mean, like ice cream cone craving hot.
No, I'll just hang out at in Diagon Alley.
And okay, well,
yeah, I mean, let's go.
And sit butterbeer. Well, let's. Blake over on Facebook asks us for our top five monster flicks. We will touch on that in a moment, which will segue nicely into what's coming out in theaters this week, because one of my all-time, I guess it wouldn't be classified as a monster flick, but Evil Dead 2 is one of my favorite horror films. This weekend, coming out on April 21st, 2023, is the new Evil Dead Rise, which is a sequel to the, it's not necessarily a remake, but the reimagining of Evil Dead that was released several years ago, I thought that this was never going to spawn a new franchise, but here we are. Reviews are coming back. People are being like, it's so scary. There's a cheese grater scene. Oh, my God. And that seems creepy. So the commercials look
creepy.
There's
supposed to be a lot of blood in it.
Well, okay, so hear me out here. Vince asked, a viewer got confused with the title. Can you do a quick compare with the new Mario and the old? We will get to that in a moment as well. I'm sorry about the title. Like, I was too busy like scrambling to get this emoji built that I promised from last week, which I accomplished, but I forgot to rename the title of the episode, which we are going to be talking about Renfield in this one. Once the stream is concluded, then I can re-edit, but I can't do it live on the fly. Anyway, Evil Dead Rise. My problem that I see or anticipate coming into play here is Evil Dead as a franchise it's a horror comedy, right? And it was campy in a way, like Sam Raimi movies always have a lighthearted, whimsical style to them, you know? And the Evil Dead remake had none of that. And then this trailer has none of that. This is just like super
pure horror.
Yeah, gross out. Like, let's put a needle in an eyeball. Let's put a cheese grater on someone's leg. Let's make my skin crawl kind of horror. And, you know, this movie, it looks like it's lacking the comedy that makes the Evil Dead series so much fun. And a lot of people are like, well, it doesn't have Bruce Campbell, so it can't be an Evil Dead. Like, I can accept an Evil Dead without Bruce Campbell, because Evil Dead, Deadites, and the Necronomicon probably existed before and after.
Sure,
Ash
but when
Williams.
It's the same cabin and the same story,
yes.
And you call a different character Ash, that's kind of stupid.
I 100% agree there. I think you can tell stories in the world that the Necronomicon exists in.
There's only one Ashley Chainsaw Hand.
Williams. Ashley Chainsaw Hand Williams. That's Mr. Chainsaw Hand to everyone else. But it requires a bit of lightheartedness. And like the Deadites, one of the reasons I love the interpretation of like these style of demons is, you know, much like that kind of Catholicism horror, if you want to call it Catholic horror, where there's always, you know, a possessed kid that's like, I'm gonna suck your eyes out your dick, you know, and they always like say these crazy things, you know, and you're like, oh my gosh, it's a child or a grandma saying this. Hold so on. That's wild,
you know, that dude that does those TikToks or whatever, he's like, sir, and he's like, bring me that possessed girl.
Yes. But you know, they take that kind of idea of the kind of Catholic horror style demon possession and run with it. And Deadites are hilarious. You know, they're funny, they're goofy, and they're just huge assholes. And this one just looks like they're just scary. And I just, to me, that's not my Deadites. You know, not my Deadites. Tyler Orsak on YouTube says, this looks, from the trailer, it looks like it has too many kids in it. He hates horror movies with kids. And I agree to an extent. You know, you've got...
Is Aliens a horror movie? Aliens is a horror movie. Has Newt. Newt's a cool kid in a horror movie.
Yeah. Aliens, that's, I mean, The Omen is a good horror movie with kids. Children of the Corn, at least a couple of them.
Maybe it's because kids make it more creepy.
Well, or they screw it all up, you know? I'm trying to think of some other well-done horror movies with kids in them. I mean, if you count...
Where's Kid Cutoff at?
Yeah, what's the... Yeah, here's a question for under? Here's a question for Tyler on YouTube. Where's the cutoff?
Is this like a R. Kelly cutoff, or is this like a...
You got
a normal person?
Yeah, is there a legal term that we can associate with this child? And while we wait for that response, I can't think of any other just like really good horror movies with
it.
I mean, Monster Squad.
Oh yeah, nailed it.
Pretty good. And it had
My Mummy.
Wolfman's Got Nards. Here we go. Poltergeist. Actually, hey, thanks, Mom. My mom coming in out of left field watching on Facebook. Poltergeist is another great horror movie that centers around kids. And I would say, okay, if they can't drive a car, because I was about to say It Follows, but I think that all of them are old enough to drive cars. Village of the Damned, yeah. That's, you know, Children of the Corn, Village of the Damned. You know, you've got a lot of kids. So, you know, it can be done right, but I do agree with Tyler in thinking that there is a little too many kids in this trailer. So anyway, Evil Dead Rise coming out in theaters this week. Also, the movie we were just talking about earlier in the show with Joaquin Phoenix, Bo is Afraid. That is an Ari Aster movie, 3 hours long. It's about this guy with, you know, dementia and just serious problems mentally, trying to do, I think it's like he's trying to do one menial task in a day, and his whatever his condition is has caused, you know, he gets stuck in his head, and it's kind of like a visual representation of the battles that people with these certain problems like face in their own mind. So that's coming out. A lot of people talking about that. Let's see what else. Guy Ritchie's The Covenant, coming out with Jake Gyllenhaal, Anthony Starr, Johnny Lee Miller. I do love me some Johnny Lee Miller. Hadn't seen him in a movie since, man, I mean, ever since he did like CBS's Sherlock or Holmes or what is it? No, Elementary. Another one of those where everything was Sherlock Holmes for a while. That's coming out. And I think that's about it. Everything else is pretty limited release or streaming.
Yeah. Well, the Chevalier is going to be out there, though. And I've been seeing lots of ads for that. And then looking right here, I can see that there's a new Salman Khan movie coming out. So you know which movie I'm going to go watch.
That one?
Kisi Kabai, Kisi Kajan?
That one. Yeah. Yeah, that's what I thought you were going to say. Because it had the most syllables. Do you know what it's about? Or
I don't. No, it just has Salman Khan, so I'm going to go.
Oh, you do like Salman Khan.
Mm-hmm. Like that last movie with Shah Rukh Khan in it, and Salman Khan made the appearance, and that was sick because he brought Tiger back, and now I can't wait for that last of the Tiger movies. Mm-hmm. I need it.
Blake over on Facebook, he mentioned Sisu, which is a film coming out later this month on, not this weekend, but next weekend. I am really looking forward to Sisu.
I like the new trailer for that.
It looks fantastic.
Because they say the dog doesn't die. They let you know. They're like, don't worry, the dog doesn't die. It's just about a dude murdering Nazis.
And I want to say it's, where was this? Finland?
Something
like that.
Yeah.
But I am really, really looking forward to it. Tyler on YouTube asks, when is the next Brahmastra dropping?
Not soon enough. Man, that first one is really good. It's on Netflix everywhere. You can watch it. It's sick. I watched that one for the show.
Yeah, you reviewed that one here, I believe. Okay, well, that is what's coming out in theaters this weekend. You can get your tickets wherever it is you get your tickets. I think we got some Fathom events coming up, isn't there?
Well, right now we're in the middle of the Return of the King 20 dates that they added to it.
Do you already have yours?
No, I need to go watch it. I should have went and watched it on the 13th. But they added, like, what, 12 days to it? So I need to go check that out before it's gone.
And Big Lebowski is this weekend. It's on April 20th if you want to check that one out. And then there's another one I thought was really interesting. I read a little bit about it, and I don't know if I want... I would see this in a theater, but or a stage theater, but I don't know if I'd see it in a movie theater. But they are showing a production of Spirited Away live on stage, which they did a stage production of Spirited Away. And
you wouldn't have subtitles if you watched it in person.
Yeah, well, no, you could maybe get one of those like little boxes that they have. Like,
for live spoken Japanese?
I don't know how technology works. Like, have you ever seen one of those little like sub-caption boxes?
I have.
But they're awesome. But April 23rd and 25th, Fathom Events is doing the live on stage Spirited Away. And I'm curious because everything I've read, people are like super impressed by how they were able to translate such a very like visually captivating and insane story into a live action.
Dude, it must suck to be the actors that play her parents and they're just having to sit there and eat.
And then turn into huge
and
pigs.
And then become the pigs. Yeah.
Yeah.
Chihiro's parents did not come out unscathed in that movie.
No, they did not. And also, as Blake said on Facebook, Return of the Jedi is also coming to theaters.
40 years.
Yeah, 40-year anniversaries. Garrett said, have you guys talked about Super Mario Brothers yet? Because that shit sucked. Actually, that was last week. I know that the...
Well, but we got asked to recap it real quick.
The title of this video is last week's video because I got in a hurry and I forgot to update the titles because I'm, you know... I'm one man, okay? And so, yeah, we'll give them, you know, let's...
I mean,
let's give them the thing.
The quick rundown, because we got asked to compare it against the Bob Hoskins movie, is that...
Yeah, one's a dystopian, like, future tale about the fall of economics and, like, two, like, you know, Brooklyn plumbers fighting, like, some fucking weird aliens and stuff. It wasn't a great movie, but compared to this one... It was a rad movie.
I was about to say, yeah, the original, the live action Super Mario looks very good next to this one, because all this one is a bunch of sound cues and tidbits.
Yeah, as Tyler on YouTube just said, it was a movie with Mario in it, and it was just, you know, just scenes from the game. It's like, look, you can do this thing in the game. Here it is in wonderful 3D animation, and. It's just a series of Mario jumps and goes, how are these blocks suspended in air? And Mario eats a mushroom and goes, now I'm big. And then Mario gets a fire flower and goes, now I have fireballs. And then he chooses a cart and then throws a banana peel. And then guess what? Someone spins out. And then there's a turtle with a blue shell who literally screams, blue shell power, and like leaps in the air and then goes to the head of the line. And
if there was a illustrated visual representation of lowest common denominator, the movie, to capture the attention of idiots.
And boy, has it.
Sorry if you like this movie, but it's...
I know.
It's nothing but noises and little flashes where you're like...
You know, the whole thing is just...
And it's more of a Peach movie than a Mario movie.
Yes. And just...
And there was no Funky Kong.
They should have just did like a prequel. Like, if go ahead and lean into the Mario cinematic universe that I know they're gonna make, and just give us the Peach standalone where Mario and Luigi haven't even discovered the warp zone yet, and it's
just
like...
We talked about that.
Wouldn't that be
last week?
Dope? They're just like hanging out in the Mushroom Kingdom, and Bowser's just like, I'm a dick, and like rolls in, and
they can
you know,
do Yoshi's story but with Peach.
Yeah, just
because
do
they
that.
They ruin the being able to do Yoshi's Story with Mario.
Clearly, as the movie continued to hammer into everyone's head, we don't need Mario. He's worthless. He sucks. Oh, and yeah, he's short what we and talked an about. Idiot and
all
stupid.
They did was point out how dumb and worthless and idiotic Mario was and short, the whole
because
movie.
No one likes short men, which is that's the only takeaway I got from this movie is no one respects short men. It was driven home as a point so much that I considered getting platform shoes when I left. Like it was really bad. Garrett on Facebook says, I want a Wario movie where it's all about his point of view. Like Wario is the good guy and Mario is the bad guy. If we just like got like a weird let's give a budget to Ari Aster to do a WarioWare movie.
Yes, WarioWare movie would be better because then that would explain why it just jumps everywhere vignettes. All the time because it's mini games. It's just little mini games that last 5 seconds. That would make a lot more sense for like how they did this movie.
Yeah, and it's just this dude that looks like Mario and calls himself Wario, just LSD tripping, and you're
Everyone's hoarding all of these coins, and he's just trying to liberate the coins for himself.
And no Waluigi. We need Waluigi. Like, we need all the cool Wah people. They're the best. It's
a WarioWare movie I would be very excited for.
Dude, so would I. If it was like shot in the if it was like an animated vignette film like a Liquid Television style episode of just lots of weird animators coming together and doing weird WarioWare like vignettes, that would be
okay, that I'm on board dope. With this. Yeah.
All right, listen up, Nintendo Studios. You heard it here first. Drive-in speaker box. Give us that in dollars. Let's produce this movie. Or we'll just do our own, and it'll all be about Dracula, because we just covered that we don't have to pay the rights
for
Dracula.
Yeah, it'll be WarioWare, but it'll be starring Dracula. Yeah.
Yeah. Wackula, the movie.
Wackula.
Wackula.com. That's going to be my new like Pornhub channel, Wackula. I mean, why not, right?
Someone just went to GoDaddy, or
and it's me actually. I'm going. Let me see if Wackula.com.
You're not gonna like the results.
Wackula. There's an Urban Dictionary. I don't think Wackula.com is taken, and if it's not, and none of you guys get it because. Because if it's not, hang on.
Did you mean Wackala?
No, I did not mean Wackala. Well,
Dina's doing the fry take my money thing. So
see?
And Logeweb.
Wackula. Let me go ahead and see if this domain is available.
Talking about things that normal humans would talk about. Hardy Dude. Entertainment asked, have we seen the trailer for Sisu? Yeah, we were talking about it just a minute ago. The new trailer makes it look even better because they let you know that the dog don't get hurt. Just the enemy soldiers, so that's exciting. That movie's what, next weekend?
I'm buying Wackula.com right now on GoDaddy. I can't
oh wow.
I can't think right now.
Not one person has ever wanted this, so you can have it for free.
Not one person's ever wanted this that they realize. So I'm going to go ahead and purchase Wackula.com
any of you decide to visit this URL, remember what he said it's going to be used for. You don't need to see that. You don't need to see
No,
that.
You might. Like, we don't know where Wackula.com is going
we
to
do,
grow.
You said
like,
something.
What this brand
I don't want to hear about anything on Wackula.com growing, dude. Of. There's just no part of that.
Oh, I'm going to buy it for 5 years. No, that's too much. I'm this joke is only... worth how much hilarity.
ppdoodoo.pizza.
Oh, that's we still have that, right? It's it's doodoopp.pizza.
doodoopp.pizza.
Yeah, still got that one. Oh hell yeah, I had a promo code saved $1. All right. Wackula.com belongs to me now. Hell yeah. There you go. Garrett says,
getting some bits.
I'll give you $7 for the domain name. Nah, dude, it cost me 28, so boom, Wackula.com is...
Oh, Lojweb coming in. He's going to buy Sackula.
I'm going to go ahead and connect this to an existing site. Unbelievable. Yeah.
We need to talk about Renfield.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that's right, we do.
Speaking of Aculas that are...
Speaking of Wackulas, more wacky Draculas.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that.
I guess I'll start about it.
Yeah, I'm still configuring a website.
His terrible website. So Renfield, it is the gory action comedy with a little bit of horror flair slapped onto it. That has a lot of Awkwafina in there, but surprisingly,
yeah,
it's not bad.
Despite
Awkwafina's best attempts, it turns out it's still an enjoyable movie.
So, you know, I was...
your mom's the Wackula.
Wackula has an A-H in it. Whack, you know. There you go. Just so you know how to spell whack. W-H. Renfield, you know, I was watching this movie, sitting through it, waiting for the moment where I was going to start hating it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I went in, I was like, oh,
I can tell you the moments. I mean, not when I started hating the movie, but there were moments of the movie I didn't care for.
Oh, where he snorted that centipede like cocaine?
No, that was a very Ben Schwartz thing. So don't expect Ben Schwartz and Awkwafina to be anything but Ben Schwartz
who
and
they are,
Awkwafina.
Right. Yeah, they absolutely...
Like, there's one person acting in this movie, and it's Nicholas Holt, right? Like... He's the one person really acting. Nicolas Cage is just being Nicolas Cage in makeup. 100%. But that's what you want.
That is, well, it's...
It's his brand.
It is his brand. And he could not have been a better... are you looking at all my domains? He could not have been a better Dracula, in my opinion. I thought that the casting for that was absolutely brilliant.
The things that my eyes just saw... And I can't talk about
all the domains that I own.
Yeah, well. I want you to show me the entire list later when I have a bucket to throw up in. this movie, speaking about things where you throw up, it's all about eating bugs, man. Just eating bugs and having superpowers, and they kind of followed a Marvel formula. But I didn't hate it, wherein the hero of the movie has his power. So, of course, there needs to be a bad guy brought in
that has the same power.
This is like if someone watched Morbius and they're like, but what if we did it better?
Yeah, it is a better Morbius.
Yeah.
I mean, my only issue with the bug eating power is if, you know, and again, this is not a movie overcomplicate.
The rules weren't clearly spelled out because how long does the power last? And eating the fist full of bugs
make you even more strong?
It clearly had no difference between when he would just take a bite of one.
And also, what purpose would being a Dracula serve if you could be a Renfield? Because Renfield was clearly immortal, clearly could walk in the sunshine.
No,
he was just as old as
but
Dracula.
He could get hurt, and you got to see with some of the other powers the ways that they can be killed.
Yeah,
and Dracula was the only one that couldn't.
I mean,
they
would trade
early on.
I would trade being able to walk in daytime with just, you know what? Be careful. Don't like Highlander stuff. Don't get your head cut off, dude. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, just don't do that part. You know, with Dracula, it's like, oh, I can't, you know, touch holy water, eat garlic, or I can't, you know, go in the daylight. I have to sleep in the dirt. You know, half the life. Like, at least Renfield, he has 24 hours a day that he can explore.
But the only reason that there is a Renfield is because there is Dracula. They say at the beginning of the movie, he has a small portion of his power.
Yeah, but...
I didn't like how modernized they started him out with, because the whole transition from like who he is to who he became after his like help meetings wasn't
as survive that long without someone going, hey dude, you need to hit up Old Navy. Like, it took him 150 years before someone was like, change your jacket.
Yeah, or someone's like, have you ever thought about nutrition, my guy? Your skin is very pale.
I will say, you know, piggybacking off what Jake was saying just a moment ago, the things that ruined this movie were Awkwafina's terrible performance. You know, when she was doing what she's good at, which is comedic, like stand-up punchlines. Like, she's a funny lady. when she's doing her brand of comedy. Like, her Awkwafina doing Awkwafina jokes is hilarious. Awkwafina trying to play the role of a cop whose dad was killed by a crooked cop organization, and she's mad about it, and she's got a chip on her shoulder and
she's
something to prove.
She's the only good guy in a 400-mile radius.
Is not believable as anybody other than Awkwafina. And, you know, I mean, even Ben Schwartz, who normally plays, like, you know, an uptight nerd, like, was slightly believable, but not as the character that he was trying to play.
So I was talking about this with someone earlier. He played John Raffio if his dad wasn't Henry Winkler, but instead a mafia lady. He was John Raffio.
Yes. Yes, he was.
And I'm not mad about it. Like, you know, I expect him to be him or Sonic, you know.
Yeah.
He's like either him or Sonic the Hedgehog, but it was fine.
But I was not prepared for how much, like, action gore was going to happen in this movie. Some hilarious head explosions, like ripping the dude's arm off, using them as nunchucks, and then throwing them and impaling another dude with said arm. A lot of really fun fight scenes, a lot of really kind of inventive and hilarious ways to kill people, which I thought made this movie more enjoyable. It made the, like, parts that were cringy, you kind of glossed over them because it wasn't trying to take itself too seriously, even though the common thread of the story was about, like, how to get out of a toxic relationship. Hmm. And I thought that was an interesting way of looking at the relationship between Renfield and Dracula and putting a modern twist on it and giving him a reason to seek out new friends and new help and going to these meetings of people that are in toxic relationships, and him, you know, connecting and trying to self-help, which, you know, a lot of people can relate to. And then, of course, you know, everything goes crazy when Nicolas Cage, like, actually enters the room. And I was happy with how much Nicolas Cage was actually in this movie and in various forms.
I liked his crazy makeup, dude, stuff.
He had some insanely hilarious makeup. And just, yeah, it's the Nicolas Cage show, man. That's what it was. And I was not mad about it.
There could have been a lot more of Dracula and Renfield in the movie and a lot less of Awkwafina and the whole police force being weird and all that.
They were in New Orleans, right?
It was New Orleans, yeah. Because it's vampires and it has to be.
And crooked, you know, police.
Yeah. That whole element of it was a big miss. But, you know, I guess that was what they needed to set it up for being the action portion of it, really.
Yep. But, I mean, I enjoyed it a lot more than I thought I was going to.
Oh, for sure.
This will probably wind up on a watch list again, like when I'm, you know, in October and I want something a little bit different that's fun and gory. And it's a movie that you could watch with friends, like, at a Halloween party. Mm-hmm. And everybody, you could just tune in for a second, watch someone get their head ripped off and then used as a soccer ball, and laugh about it, and then get back to your, you know, finger-shaped witch cookies and someone's half-assed costume.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a good one to own on physical media when that comes out, because you can watch all of the bloopers and alternate cuts and stuff like that, because the director's already come out and said he wishes he would have
Dead rolled on Nicolas Cage.
Well, no, yeah. Stuck with a different beginning that they had planned, where it was like a comedic intro to Renfield and Dracula.
Mm. Well, that was actually, I really loved the intro. I'm glad you mentioned that, because that was one of my favorite parts, because
but it was like, yep, that's me. I guess you're wondering how I got into this situation.
Well, no, that's not the part I was talking about. I was talking about using the old Universal Studios Bela Lugosi's Dracula, using those scenes, mm-hmm, from that movie, and then superimposing Nicholas Holt and Nicolas Cage's faces in those, like, iconic Bela Lugosi scenes from the original Dracula. And they were using the original footage, and they did a great job, and it was fun, because you're like, everybody knows those scenes where, you know, it's Bela Lugosi with the, like, noir lamp, mm-hmm, on his eyeballs, and
Well, they didn't have Dracula hypnotize anyone or do anything like that, though.
No, they didn't, but...
And if you look at aftercredits.com and see it, it says that there's a mid-credits and an ending credits scene. There's not really.
I didn't stay for that.
The entire credit run leading up to the final bit is just shots like that. It's, like, made to look like Dracula old, films yeah. of the past and everything like that. So it's fun to watch for that, but it's don't expect anything new or any extra bits or anything like that.
Any universe setups, mm-hmm. like Morbius shows.
No,
up.
not the universe setup, but just like little extra scenes or anything that would be fun, kind of a thing. It's just edits to make it look like old movies, which is interesting enough for people like us, I think.
Yeah. Well, okay. Well, that is Renfield. It's in theaters right now. You can check it out. But now it is time for the box office roundup. It's the last bit of the show. With our last few minutes, we are going to give you the top 10 movies in America. We only give you domestic numbers because that's what studios and producers use to determine whether or not we're going to get a cinematic universe or 100 more sequels and prequels and requels and reboots till we're all dead. But we're going to start with number 10, work our way to number 1. And the number 10 movie, I'm looking at the wrong weekend. I was about to say. That looks a little strange. Let me fix that real quick. And we're going to start with number 10 and work our way up to number 1. I'm going to turn it over to Jake. And Jake, what was
number 10? Yeah, coming in at number 10 in its first week out, Nefarious. $1.3 million brought in by it. Under 1,000 theaters. So not
bad.
The worst. Yeah. And then coming in at number 9, 6 weeks out, Scream 6. $1.5 million. Its domestic total is $106.8. Pretty good for Scream 6. Look out for Scream 7. It's probably going to happen.
Duh.
Yeah. And then surprisingly, somewhere in the top 10, opening at number 8, Mafia Mama. Wow. It made $2 million. Would not have expected it to be.
I mean, there must be a market for that somewhere. Maybe. I don't know.
Everyone's like, dude, you see that new Toni Collette movie? They're like, oh, have I ever.
Couldn't wait.
Yeah. Mafia Mama, yeah, sign me up. I can't wait to watch her eat gelato for 15 minutes on screen.
In front of a mob boss who thinks it's weird.
It's like 4 of the 5 minutes of the trailer. And then opening at number 7 for all the weebs out there, which I'm surprised you didn't watch this.
Well, I was going to. I didn't have enough time. I was traveling. Yeah. I was in Alabama.
Especially since we got an IMAX opening of this movie.
I know.
Suzume.
It won't be in IMAX next week.
Yeah, Suzume came out opening at number 7, $5 million. Not bad for a anime film for all the
It's theater average
out there.
Was up there with the other ones in the top 2, 3, 4, and 5.
Yeah, it did great.
But it just was only in 2,000 theaters.
Sure, yeah. For an American release of a standalone anime movie, not so bad. And then in its third week out at number 6, Dungeons & Dragons Honor Among Thieves. I think you need to tack another week or two onto it just because, but I don't think they've added those numbers into
the preview weeks.
Yeah, from this week and last seeing it, it made, can't see.
Oops, let me go back here.
$7.5 million this past week, bringing its domestic total up to $74.25 million. Not so bad for Dungeons and Dragons. It has brought in nearly 160 million worldwide and spawned tons of merchandise. You buttholes that bought those D20 popcorn things that we wanted so bad.
I know, I really did want one. I was, like I said, I was in Alabama this weekend and I went to AMC, and it's not a big city there. And I was like, you guys got them D&D popcorn buckets back there? Because they still had a couple of John Wick ones. And they're like, no, sir, we're out of those. I was like, damn it.
Yeah, they still got Creed 3 ones at our local. And then
they'll have those forever.
And it's second week, it coming in the fifth spot, Air Jordans, $7.8 million. Its domestic take is 33.4. I'm pretty sure that movie was put on by Amazon. So likely it's going to make a lot of money on streaming if it's not there already. And then opening at number 4, the movie we just reviewed, Renfield, brought in $8 million, not near what they were hoping it would. So we'll see where that one goes. I imagine that one's going to be big on streaming. It's going to be like...
Yeah, it's going to be one of those things...
What's the up high movie? Friggin'...
Oh, the...
the one that's getting the sequel.
The Pole or... Tower or The Fall.
The Fall, yeah. So it's going to be like that. It's going to open up on streaming. Everyone's going to watch it. Maybe they'll time it on streaming. No, that's going to come out way before Halloween, but it's going to take off on streaming, surely. Like most Nicolas Cage movies.
Yeah. Like, everybody's like, I don't know if I really want to see it until the internet like runs wild with it. And they go, I need to see that.
How like Mandy and...
Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent, which is now like way bigger than it ever was in theaters because of the meme.
What was the one, The Tales of the Ghostland, where he has the explosives on his nutsack and they like blow his like testicles clear off? That movie's dumb as hell, but it was big on streaming. Pig was big on streaming.
Pig was also big on streaming. Yeah,
so I think like most Nicolas Cage movies, it'll be big once it hits like Netflix and stuff. And then rounding out the top three in its fourth week out, John Wick also made $8 million. It is so far the most profitable or most money-making John Wick of the series, $160.2 million. We'll see if that success can be carried on to Ballerina whenever we get it. I hope it's good. And then number two, The Pope's Exorcist in its first week brought $9 million. That's some of your Catholic horror you were talking about earlier.
Yup. And then, that's not bad. I mean, number two they're horror movies. They just chew them up and spit them out.
Yeah, but how much did they have to pay Crow to be in that movie?
Probably not much these days.
Wow. And then holding tight in the top spot for the second week in a row, Super Mario Brothers brought in $92.3 million. So the next movie down was $9 million, and Super Mario brought in $92 million. And its domestic take is $353 million. Its worldwide gross is just shy of $700 million.
In two weeks.
Join our Discord. You can see that there's an article that I linked where people have talked about that this is the end times. This spells the end times for us all, when Super Mario is that profitable in the movie theater.
Mm-mm-mm.
Why?
Who knows?
I mean, shit. Yeah, we can make any movie. I'm going to find some nostalgia bait. I'm just going to take sound clips from it and then just rapid fire bullshit onto some film and have some celebrity terrible voices editing.
And then, call it a day.
Yeah. There we go.
Well, all right, gang. Well, like Vince just said in our Twitch stream chat, you can follow us on our Discord. Just follow that link right there. You can get involved in the conversation, all these fun links and stuff that we talk about all through the week, or you could suggest things about the show. We check it out every now and again. Dina just tuned in on Twitch and said, it's millennial nostalgia and lack of family movies.
That's so exactly what storm. We talked about, last week or week before, probably both, that it came out at the right time, because what else is there option-wise
for not much.
That?
Not
you have
much.
Everyone that was stuck home in the pandemic and they bought their kid a friggin'
Switch,
yeah. So it's easy sell. It's just the easiest thing to peddle to the lowest common denominator.
Here we go to the bank.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, thanks for tuning in. That is all we got time for. Make sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitch, or YouTube. We love Twitch because you can sub and we get money for that, and money is great. Just look at Super Mario Brothers movie. They love money. So do we. So don't forget to like and subscribe. You can download the audio version of this podcast anywhere it is you subscribe to podcasts. Just search for the Drive-In Speaker Box Podcast. And maybe by the end of tonight when I can focus on this, you can go to Wackula.com and subscribe to all of our stuff. It'll be right there. I've acquired the rights, but driveinspeakerbox.com does get you to our link tree where it has all the fun stuff that you can follow. And don't forget about our Discord, as Vince just mentioned in the Twitch channel. Link is right there. And I guess that's all I got. You don't have anything else?
No, that's all I got.
All right. Well, thanks for tuning in, guys. We will see you guys next week. As always, I am Bo the Boom Operator.
I'm Slick Doggy the Grip.
Ta-ta.
As you leave the theater, folks, please be careful. Don't let this happen to your car. Be sure to remove the speaker before you leave. If you should accidentally pull a speaker loose, please turn it in at our snack bar or box office. Thank you.